Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
I had a friend ask me about Good Eats Kitchen, and I told them the food was so good, it really does feel like you have your own personal chef.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. I had some honey mustard chicken.
So good.
It was amazing.
That's my son, my 14-year-old son, that is his favorite. And he'll eat every carrot in there, too.
Do you find that when you prepare your meals, you go into this default of preparing the same thing?
Oh, yeah, so over and over. People.
The great thing about Good Eats Kitchen is I have something different every day, and it's chef-prepared. Like, the food really is amazing. The convenience is awesome. As we've talked about, it's affordable.
So no Taco Tuesday for us. We're doing Good Eats Kitchen's enchiladas. Have you had those yet?
I haven't, but I have flank steak tonight.
They are so yum. That's good, too.
I'm
making
all
everybody
about.
Hungry. MyGoodEatsKitchen.com is where you can order online. They have 3 retail locations where you can go in and buy a la carte in Baton Rouge and 1 in Lafayette. MyGoodEatsKitchen.com and mention Matt's Moment and get 20%
off. 20%
off? 20% off? That's huge. It really is.
20% off just for mentioning this?
Just for mentioning this little bit on Eagle 98.1.
It's phenomenal. LSU today, Grant Delpit and Christian Fulton both named preseason AP All-Americans. Really cool.
Sweet, yeah.
Of course, Delpit last year was a unanimous All-American. LSU's had fewer than 10 of those in the entire history of the program. So no surprise Delpit would be a first-teamer. Christian Fulton, second-team All-American. That's an amazing story, Michelle. I mean, when you consider that guy was a 5-star, he got to LSU, had to wait his turn. He ended up suspended. We know how that all happened as he tried to fabricate or cheat on a drug test. Great kid who did a dumb thing and paid an awful price for it and now has persevered through it all. He could have transferred and gone and played somewhere else, but instead persevered. Now here he is, a preseason All-American entering his senior season. So those two guys will be the anchor of LSU's secondary. Something else that interested me today, I was having a conversation on Facebook with an LSU fan who was like, man, I'm just so pumped about this season, the Alabama game. I can't wait for November. And I was like, man, pump the brakes a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to throw the wet blanket on everybody's excitement. Football's a week away. But understand, you know, 2 years ago, LSU had lost to Troy. And last year, Ed Ogeron was on the hot seat. And now you look, they got a top-5 recruiting class. They're preseason number 6. They won a college football playoff bowl game last year, the Access Bowl last year. All of a sudden, you look up, and now they got so much anticipation, excitement around the program. Michelle, before they play Alabama this year, they're going to play Texas.
Right, you got to beat Texas
Auburn
first.
Yeah. And Florida. You got some amazing opportunities. Just like last year's win over Georgia is one that LSU fans should talk about for generations, even though they lost to Bama, who cares? Enjoy the ride. The process this year is going to be so fun watching LSU rebuild and climb up that mountain again, ultimately to where they belong, which is at the top.